Your questions about business, career, personal development, and achieving the American dream are more than welcome. Call 855-MAKING-IT, 855-625-4648. Now, back to more Making It with Tommy and Todd.
Welcome back to Making It, October.
Wait, that's not Tommy or Todd's voice.
The Dudines are here for the month of October.
Yes.
All right, Brittany, you got a shout out.
Yeah, we're shouting out to New York City. We are on in New York City, New York people. And it is WVNJ, AM 1160, The Voice. Yes. We are on following the Glenn Beck Show and the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
One of our favorite cities.
Fridays at 2 p.m. if you're in the city. Or you can listen to us on our website, www.makingitnow.com. Okay, Melinda, take us back. Suzanne Summers, Thighmaster, let's go.
All right. Well, where I left off. You saw the revenge that she was doing.
With the Thighmaster.
With the Thighmaster.
The Thighmaster is actually a tool of revenge, people.
Yes. It's a tool of revenge. Now the Thighmaster actually has a vibrating tool on it added to it.
Good.
So that was pretty funny when I saw that. Another thing that she said, a healthy person is a sexual person. And she said,
I would agree
one
with
of,
that.
Me too. One of the big things that started happening to her with her hormones was not feeling sexy anymore.
Yes.
Not feeling sensual, not wanting to wear pink and pretty clothes and all that kind of stuff.
And that's actually one of the signs that something's wrong with your female
sure
hormones.
Is. I know that for
not,
a fact,
that's
too.
Not a bad thing. That's literally a sign.
And
you
need to pay attention
imbalance.
To that.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a sign of that imbalance.
Right. You need to pay attention to that.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't just say that your sex life or your libido is going down as
right.
you age.
Something that just naturally happens
with
time.
Reason for that to have to happen.
Right. It shouldn't be the expectation.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Perfectly said. That should not be your expectation by any means. So she's also very big on detoxing, which obviously I am as well.
Yes.
And her big thing is removing first toxic people from your life.
Ooh.
Second.
Detox your life.
Yep.
Yes.
So get the people out that are
like
toxic.
Like it.
Number two, get the foods out that are toxic.
And usually the people are in part contributing to making you eat the bad things.
That's true.
That's usually it.
So double detox.
Right.
And number three, get the cleaning products out that are going into your skin, going into your hands when you're washing
things
got a lot of chemicals in them. So I really liked all that about her, on top of everything that she actually stands for, and just how much she really opens your mind up to something that you could be going through as a female.
Yes.
She makes sure that she gets that out there.
The truth about it.
So sweet. So cool.
You know, what I learned from her is revenge is sometimes just what we need.
I love it.
For motivation.
Yeah.
You know, to go on to the next biggest thing in our lives.
Love.
So she's such an overcomer. She appears to be so balanced too. Business, family, long-term marriage. She's still beautiful at 70. She stays in shape. So good for you, Suzanne. I can't wait to see what you're doing when you're 80.
Yes. Exactly.
You go, girl.
Absolutely. All right. You are listening to Making It, typically hosted by Tommy and Todd. But for Female Entrepreneur Month and Pink Awareness Month, the girls are in the studio. This is Brittany, and I'm here with MJ and Melinda. Okay, a quick word from our sponsor. MJ?
Today's Girl on the Go Workplace Beauty Secret is brought to you by the Beauty Research Institute. Did you know that consistent monthly massage helps you look, feel, and perform better, both in your professional and personal life?
I agree.
It could actually make you richer.
Oh.
If you're a busy woman, working woman, who often feels drained, strained, or distracted, scientific studies have shown that regular massage forces your subconscious mind to better manage the negative experience of your physical emotions.
Really? Excellent.
This often results in actually increasing your bottom line because you become a more balanced, focused, and friendly person.
Wow.
Nice.
For more information about this and other Girls on the Go workplace beauty secrets, visit beautyresearchinstitute.com.
And that's
great.
A great excuse to have a spa day.
Absolutely.
I know. It sure is.
I'm all
have
for
you ever
it.
Had the four-handed massage? I love it.
What is that?
It's you have two people working on you at the same time.
Ooh.
One starts on the bottom where your feet are. The other one's working your head.
Hold on. I'm writing
it's
this down.
It's phenomenal. It's called a four-handed massage.
I'll be researching that tonight.
It's amazing. And what happens is the first time you have it done, your brain doesn't know where am I supposed to put the feelings of my sensation? And so one of them usually gets away with murder, really digging in hard, while the other one,
distraction.
I think you're working my feet hard.
Right.
And then the person on your neck and head,
they're getting away with
murder.
It's like good cop, bad cop?
It's good cop, bad cop.
I have a massage therapist that I've tried that he does that too. He will use both hands, and then with one hand, he's just doing something really light and fluffy. And the other hand, he's digging in and killing me. Yes. And I've even called him on it before. Yeah. I said, you know, I know what you're doing there. This feels good over here.
Trying to distract me.
But see how your brain can't really pick up on it very well.
Smart.
It's an amazing experience. All right, girls, we're moving on because we have one of my favorite female entrepreneurs next. She is responsible for Spanx, which I have personally never worn Spanx because I've been in the fitness industry for so long, and I've heard plenty of women who love her product. However, I love her story. I love how she decided to come up with Spanx. Mm-hmm. I love the entire struggle she had to go through, how much struggle she had to go through, how much she overcame, and the fact that she just never quits.
Yes.
I also love that Richard Branson is one of her mentors.
Yes.
And she's constantly in a mindset of challenging herself, growing herself personally, growing her business, and just going to the next level all the time.
Yeah. Right.
MJ? Take it away.
All right. Well, first of all, I have tried the product.
Wait,
I love it.
It's Sarah Blakely. I did not say her name.
I love it because
it's Sarah Blakely.
Yes.
Now take it away.
It takes away all panty lines.
Mm-hmm.
So I do use them sometimes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so she started with a pair of pantyhose, scissors, and $5,000 in her savings account from selling faxes, by the way. That's what she did before.
Fax machines.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And today she's Forbes' youngest female self-made billionaire ever.
Love That's it. Awesome.
So here we go again. Someone who started a $1 billion company with one little single idea. Simple idea.
Love
So and her entrepreneurship started young. At age 7, she was sewing charms onto white frilly girl socks and selling them to her friends at school.
Wouldn't
you buy those?
Awesome.
I would have bought those.
Of course.
I would have bought those.
Age 7, a born entrepreneur.
It sure is.
And I heard her tell this story once. Listen to this. I think this has so much to do with her success as an entrepreneur. Her dad, who was a lawyer, by the way, went to great lengths to instill a simple principle into her mind and her siblings. In order to be successful at anything in life, you are going to experience some failures along the way. So a few times a week at the dinner table, he would ask them, what did you fail at this week?
Oh, my word.
And he would stress that if they hadn't failed at something that week, that meant they hadn't tried or attempted something new.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Word. That's great.
I mean, talk about Father of the Year.
Yeah, that's
phenomenal. I'm so impressed by that.
Me too.
So at that early age, she was being taught that failure is a component to success.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that real failure is having not trying.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I think that's key for entrepreneurs.
It is.
Wow. Cannot be. I mean, I've watched my husband over the years. He is not afraid of failure.
Yeah.
He takes risks constantly, and that's really the key to true entrepreneurship.
It's right, because you figure it out as you go.
Right,
that's
right.
What being an entrepreneur it is.
Yeah. You know, in Tommy's new book, The Way of the Rich, he talks about her and tells her full inspiring story.
Mm-hmm.
So she's so interesting. She's also a passionate philanthropist, a trait that, in my opinion, truly defines a successful person.
Sure.
Yeah.
And she has a real desire for empowering women. In 2012, she started her own foundation and committed to giving half of her wealth to charities that empower women.
And she's friends with Bill Gates, isn't she?
Yes.
Okay.
She gave Oprah $1 million for her Leadership Academy for Girls in South Africa.
Wow.
I mean, what I take away from her life is that getting rich doesn't have to be overly complicated.
Right.
You just need an idea and vision for that idea.
Right. And not be afraid of failure.
Not be afraid of failure.
If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Making It, typically with Tommy and Todd. But for Female Entrepreneur Month and Pink Awareness Month, the girls have taken over. This is Brittany, and I'm in the studio with MJ and Melinda. Melinda, Roto-Rooter, go at it.
MJ, were you done? Did you get through everything?
I have more, but go ahead.
Okay, all right. Well, when I dug into Sarah from Spanx, age 29 to 41, taking 5K to 1B.
Yes.
What on earth?
Yeah, I know.
This
OMG.
Is power.
Amazing.
So I needed to find out, you know, what is her attitude about money?
Right. Mm-hmm.
She said she has a very positive attitude with money. She does not believe that money is the root of all evil. She said it does a lot of good. And so when people have an idea that money is a negative thing, it's the root of all evil, it's something to be ashamed of, she said that is so far from the truth, it's amazing. She said, I have so much fun spending my money.
Yeah,
and I felt that when she said that. So she said, stay open. The brand has an emotional impact on women's lives. She said, I really love that. And she said she sold when she went on QVC, which, you know, that's one both of our goals
here. Right.
MJ, you and I. She said the second time she went on QVC, she sold 8,000 units in 6 minutes. And she said, yes. She said, I'm not a one hit wonder.
That's awesome.
That is so awesome.
Yes.
That thought that she had, I'm not a one hit wonder.
Well, and I think what MJ was saying about the not being afraid of failure training, I think a lot of people will go on there and you know, do it once, but they won't think when they're there the first time that they could be a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
Right. Then that will smack them in the face as the reality.
Exactly.
Where I think when you're not afraid of failure and you train your brain to not be afraid of failure, you go into that experience and you know, they say luck is when preparation meets the opportunity.
Sure.
I think that she was able to fully go into that first experience on QVC, first of all, with a great product.
Oh, yeah.
But second of all, with the mindset that really allowed her to acknowledge the fact that she could be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Right. If she doesn't make this a home run, she's going to be a one-hit wonder.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that really allowed her to prepare and then take advantage of that opportunity and then had that gratitude when she came back, fully acknowledging the reality of that situation.
Absolutely. Yes. Something funny I heard her say once is that she always knew she wanted to empower women. She just didn't know she would be empowering them through their butts.
That's great. That kind of gives me the feeling of what my next point is that I was going to say here was the type of culture that she has created about being, she said, the power of being authentic and be a role model of the brand.
She's
she
so
learned
authentic.
That from Branson.
Yeah.
And she said that what she does is she sends 1 million catalogs a month out to her subscribers.
Wow.
Her slogan for the magazine is "No butt left behind."
Love it.
And so, you know how Brittany said that she's never worn them before? Well, I know just from the feelings that I feel when I have bought a whole bodysuit thing that goes under a dress, when you say, I'm not going to wear a bra and underwear and this and that.
Right.
That's too many garments under this dress that's already skin tight.
Right.
Where this whole entire thing goes on and it just makes everything so tight, looks so good.
She
you feel good when
those.
You're sitting down, all that. And what I noticed was when I was shopping for them, I was looking through and she has severe competition.
Yes.
And so you go to the store, whatever store you're at, Macy's, Kohl's, it doesn't matter. You're looking through all the off brands and you look at hers, her branding and her packaging
her
is
packaging,
so perfect.
I love it.
Which is the thing that I want to tell you. The last point that I had here, what she said was, she said, you have to constantly be teaching people how to use your product.
Mm-hmm.
And then that made me think back when I was at the store looking at her merchandise, looking at her packaging and looking at the other people. The other ones had they did not show me how to use it. So then I look at hers. Hers is probably $10 more, sometimes $25 more for the same item than an off-brand would be. But I look at hers and I see, this is how I wear it.
Meaning,
this is what I do with it.
Because she has instructions.
She has full instructions. This is the outfit that you should wear this under. This is what it's good for.
She's so smart.
So smart. She bullet points where to wear this garment.
I love it.
And no other item on the shelf had that.
Yeah.
I was like, she's smoking you.
Yeah.
She's smoking them all.
I also notice when you get a package in the mail from her, I love it.
Oh, really?
It's just packaged all in pink and it's just
it makes you feel
feminine.
Like it's special. Like it's a good thing and not
like
something to be
really
embarrassed about.
Like they really took their time and cared about the customer.
Well, and it's not something to be embarrassed about.
Right.
It's not something to be embarrassed that you have to wear it.
I've read
a couple stories about her and the amount of product testing that she goes through. So first of all, just like with the original Spanx that she created, she is the product tester for all of the products that she creates.
Makes sense.
And
again, authentic.
It's very authentic.
It's all her.
And she's very transparent the entire time. And she does it in a way where she's selling, but it's so authentic that you want to buy into it.
Yes.
So, for example, she was wearing some new bra that they're in the middle of creating. And she'd been in the boardroom earlier that day, and they were discussing fabrics and stretchiness and how a bra should fit. And then she was at this cocktail party with a bunch of New York high-status individuals later that night. And then she's showing all the gay guy designers her bra and having them say, look, no bra fat.
I love
under
it.
Under the arms.
Wow.
So she goes to these parties, and she's not afraid to show her hustle. She's not afraid to show what what she's working on, show her flaws, and then sell with it.
Yes.
And I think being authentic is so important no matter what industry you're
in. Right, right. I'm a big fan.
Absolutely.
Love
me
her.
Too.
All right, ladies, when we get back, we're going to be talking about snacking in the workplace.
Ooh,
I know all three of us are snackers. You can check behind-the-scenes photos and footage out on our website, makingitnow.com, and like our Facebook page because we're working on beating the boys this month.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go. Girl power.
Yes.
Go.
Do you need help with rosacea, anti-aging, tattoo removal, cosmetic surgery, or anything that can improve your beauty? The Beauty Research Institute is here for you. Established as an organization committed to examining the science of beauty, the Beauty Research Institute has been involved in a broad range of initiatives for many years, combining psychology, biology, consumer insights, and fashion trends to build a mass knowledge so that we can help people lead healthy and beautiful lives. The Institute conducts focus groups in consumer research and is active in the discovery, development, and delivery of beauty techniques, products, and education. Our mission is to give to society and deliver value to customers by sharing the most effective beauty research on the planet. Visit us today at beautyresearchinstitute.com and let us help you improve your beauty and well-being at no cost to you. Again, that's beautyresearchinstitute.com.
Are you looking for a career change? Are you sick of having a boss who doesn't appreciate you? Then let Freedom Franchise Group show you how to be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Call 877-623-1318 today and get your free informational packet from Freedom Franchise Group. If you've had it with the politics of climbing the corporate ladder, or if you've been downsized, call 877-623-1318 now and see how Freedom Franchise Group can help you rewrite your destiny. Don't waste any more time or energy on your dead-end job. Wake up every day knowing you're going to a job you love. We have over 300 franchises to choose from, and there is absolutely no fee. Call 877-623-1318 or log on to freedomfranchisegroup.com now and let us show you how to become your own boss. That's 877-623-1318 or freedomfranchisegroup.com. Don't wait. Take the first step towards financial freedom today. Call 877-623-1318 right now.
I tried to walk a mile, and it felt like a Mack truck was laying on my hips. My glam wardrobe was now reduced to 5 black and gray garments. The belly fat I had made me feel like the Michelin tire man. I had tried it all and was sick of gross-tasting diets and portion sizes meant for a 3-year-old. I finally found the way, and I dropped 65 pounds with Speed Loft smoothies. So what about you? Do you want to drop 15 to 75 pounds without feeling so hungry that you have an attitude as friendly as Darth Vader? Hi, I'm Melinda Inks, product ambassador for Speed Loft Foods. I've been part of developing an exclusive weight loss and health breakthrough called Speed Loft Smoothies. They will soon be offered in stores across America, but before it hits shelves, a limited number of 2-week free trials are being made available to this area so we can add more inspirational success stories. For your free trial, visit jumpstartspeedloss.com now. This may be your last chance to try Speed Loft Smoothies for free. Speed Loft Smoothies help you lose weight. They taste way better than other smoothies and shakes guaranteed. They have proven ingredients, including our proprietary fat-burning formula, so you'll feel full for hours. Results are so impressive that people are watching the weight just drop off, getting into clothing they haven't been in since the first iPhone.
Hi, I'm Ellie Morgan from Sarasota, Florida. I'm over 50 years old, and I lost 40 pounds with Speed Loss Smoothies. My favorite flavor is the Strawberry Shredder.
Lose weight and feel great faster than you thought possible. This might be your last chance to try Speed Loss Smoothies for free. So visit jumpstartspeedloss.com. Now hurry, supplies are limited. Visit jumpstartspeedloss.com. That's jumpstartspeedloss.com.
Your questions about business, career, personal development, and achieving the American dream are more than welcome. Email them to info@makingitnow.com. Now back to more Making It with Tommy and Todd.
Welcome back to October Making It Pink. It's not Tommy and Todd. The girls have taken over.
Woo! Girl power.
Yes.
All right. We are in the studio. That was MJ. I'm Brittany. Melinda's over here, too. And I'm doing a shout out to Los Angeles, Hollywood. We are on two stations there.
Ooh.
KCAA 106.3 FM and AM 1050 Fridays at 3 p.m. Or you can listen to us all the time because why would you not want to do that? Go to our website, makingitnow.com, and you can listen to all of our past episodes and check out behind-the-scenes photos and video footage so you can see what we're really like in the studio. Ooh. Scary.
Thank you, Brittany.
All right. And now a word from our sponsor. Melinda?
All right, the Go Zone Energy Tip of the Week. Have a protein-packed breakfast every day. Start the day with eggs, protein oatmeal, a protein shake, or a protein smoothie to keep your blood sugar from making a big drop in energy. Visit vertexfoods.com for more free protein snack ideas.
Excellent. Thank you, Melinda.
Sure.
Okay. Lastly, on our show today, we have Making It or Breaking It. And today, we are discussing snacking in the workplace. Salty or sweet? Oh. I vote both, but we're going to have to discuss it because you can't pick both because then it wouldn't be making it or breaking it. So, Melinda, go for it. You're first.
Well, my first thought on the snacks is always choose salty. You won't have the blood sugar drop. And I always believe that sugar is best after your workout. So you go, you get your workout in, and then you want to have something sweet. You know your muscles are just going to tear into that sugar versus I come from a family of a lot of diabetics. And boy, if I just eat sweets alone, my blood sugar drops so fast. I get exhausted at my desk. I feel like I'm passing out at my desk. If I eat too much sweets, it feels like I'm drinking and driving when I try to drive home. So I'm very big into, if you're just in the middle of your workday, go down the track of something that's salty versus that sweet thing.
Okay.
MJ?
I'm the same way. High fat and high sugar snacks, they make me tired. They drain my energy. And I'm a firm believer in what we eat does affect our productivity.
Absolutely.
So at our organization, we try to always have protein bars on hand because it gives us a taste of something sweet without as much sugar.
Right.
A lot of organizations now are promoting better health and wellness. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've signed up for a monthly protein shake subscription from you, Melinda, and that's gone over huge with our team. Mm-hmm. And that is every month your protein shake mix is delivered to our office and they love it. So
make shakes and smoothies.
Yes. But I have to say one of our most popular snack items at our office is we installed a popcorn machine.
Oh, love it.
So I love popcorn.
Me too.
I know.
Why is that not on when I'm there?
I don't know.
I was just going to say, I was going to bring
the
up
next
every time
you're there,
I go
we'll
visit MJ,
popcorn.
I go after the mints on our table and then the jelly beans. So we know I'm the sweet eater in the group.
We always have jelly beans
maybe
at the front counter.
Maybe if you turn the popcorn machine on, I can
we're probably
going
to receive applications now that I told every
because
America
of the popcorn,
that we have a popcorn
guys,
machine.
Guys, she has jelly beans and popcorn. If you want to work for her, you can email info@makingitnow.com. Anyway, so I am the total sweet tooth person, and I'm going to kind of chime in with MJ here because one of the really good ways that I've figured out over the years to curb my sweet tooth and not end up like in a pile taking a nap face down on my desk is to do a protein shake. Mm-hmm. Because if I can make myself like a chocolate or chocolate peanut butter or chocolate strawberry, you can see the chocolate theme that I have going on here.
Yes.
as far as a protein shake, then it's going to give me something that satisfies my sweet tooth. But at the same time, it's going to be counterbalanced with the protein so I don't have the blood sugar rush and then crash that happens.
Exactly.
And then it also saves me on calories because there is that crash, I will be the one that does like the slow drip of sugar all day long. And then all of a sudden, I've eaten your entire tray of mints
or
I've eaten like half of your ginormous jar of jelly beans and then I
wondered who's been eating those.
That's me. But doing something like a protein shake keeps me full longer and it keeps me from taking repeated trips to the snack machine. I was even just traveling recently and I brought protein shakes with me because you know what it's
smart.
Like traveling in airports if you get held up or you get somewhere and you've been up super early in the morning traveling all day, you're
how
hangry.
Did you do that?
You get in a cab.
How did
how
you make
you
them?
How were you able
did
to
you do
it?
Well?
Did
you
use a shaker?
Yes. Okay. So sometimes I'll use a water bottle and create like a funnel out of a piece of paper, but I was trying to be more hygienic since I was in an airport. Mm-hmm. So I took our shaker bottle and we have a new shakeable protein powder, an egg white version that I was testing out.
Okay.
And I was really impressed.
How did they let
easily...
you get away with it? How did you get it through the security check?
No, I have the 411.
Oh.
So here's what you do. You take your powder in the container that it came in.
Okay.
And then I put it in a giant gallon Ziploc bag.
Okay.
And they let it through.
Yeah, they wanted it for explosives, but because they could see what it was, it didn't look like I was trying to sneak cocaine through.
Okay.
So I get there, and then you have your shaker cups. You open it up, put it in, shake it up, buy water when you're already through checkpoint.
On the other side.
And then shake it up.
All right.
Wow.
What a great idea.
Great tidbit.
Yeah. So you're sweet, she's salty, and I'm both.
Yes. Well, I'm both, but yeah, I will definitely eat all your jelly beans.
Well, that's it for Making It Gone Pink today. Lady listeners, we know how often you put your family needs before your own, but please remember to use preventative care to stay healthy, allowing you to give your all in everything you do. Also, take time this month to go to Komen.org to support breast cancer research. And remember to support your local female-owned businesses. All right, any questions or comments, or listen to the rebroadcast of our show, visit our website, makingitnow.com, or call 855-MAKING-IT. That's 855-625-4648. Like us on Facebook. This is MJ, Melinda, and Brittany for Making It with Tommy and Todd Gone Pink. It's been a pleasure, girls.
All right.
And thank you for joining us, America. And keep making it.
This has been Making It, the source for information, insights, interviews, and in-the-trench advice for startups, struggling, and early-stage entrepreneurs and business owners nationwide.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or advertisers.
For more information, contact Tommy or Todd at 855-MAKING-IT. That's 855-625-4648. Or at their email address, info@makingitnow.com. Thank you for listening to Making It.